Welcome back to the Rutter Ranger pregame show. Zach Taylor and joined as always by Ranger head football coach Greg Morgan. Coach, let's go back a couple of weeks. A 27-7 victory over Navasota. A lot of things that went well for you guys in that game. Namely, I think on defense and special teams, getting the turnovers, that's really what made a big difference.
Yeah, it did. You know, we had those three return for touchdown, and that kind of put us over. You know, especially starting the game with that early one on the kickoff, you know, that got our engines going. But we had our share of turnovers ourselves. So even though it wasn't a clean game, you know, it with us being able to scoop and score three times, it really kind of opened up some things for us, and finally got an offensive drive going in that second half to finally get some offensive points on the board. But we've got a lot of things to clean up, that's for sure.
Have you ever been part of a game where there were three scoop and scores?
No, I tell you, years ago I had a squad that through the first three games we had more defensive scores than we had offensive scores.
Really?
And that game kind of reminded me of that year. But, hey, we'll take them any way we can get them. So I hope we can get a defensive or a special teams touchdown this coming week.
Offensively, Byron Moore seemed like he really came out and kind of had his welcome party, so to speak. I mean, he was carrying the ball for you pretty well and getting over 100 yards on the ground.
Yeah, you know, it's been running back by committee, and, you know, as you're looking at the numbers and the stats, you know, Byron's averaging over 8 yards a carry. So, you know, we made a concerted effort to let's get him the ball more. And, you know, it played out well against Navasota. So he's still averaging over 8 yards a carry. And you know, he's got the hot hand. We're going to feed the ball to him as much as we can.
Secondary really showed up big, I think, against the Rattlers, too. Your rush defense has been there all year long, but the secondary, I think, had probably their best game of the year.
Yeah, I think so. You know, we start a bunch of young ones back in the back end, and you know, I think that they were challenged the first 2 weeks of the season. This week, last week against Navasota, you know, had a backup quarterback in there who's more adept at running. Mm-hmm. And so we needed to play well against their number two quarterback in our secondary, and I think they did. I'm not sure about the stats. I think it was 4 out of 15 or 16. So we gave up 4 completions, but didn't give up any home runs like we had in the previous week. So I think they're maturing as they go. Been another challenge this week in the passing department.
And then on offense, getting to work in both quarterbacks. I mean, you had a time where you were able to bring in Brant Roberts after Felix had a pretty good game, and being able to watch those guys run the offense, and seemed like things were clicking pretty well for you offensively.
Yeah, Felix is healthy now, and but Brant's been hot, you know, in Felix's absence, and he does some things out there that kind of spark the team. And mm-hmm. So as well as he's been playing, it's hard to keep him on the sideline. And, you know, so you go into a season, I think you've seen a lot this year in college football, especially where they're using two quarterbacks. And we did some of that last year, and we plan on doing some of that again this Friday night.
A 27-7 victory over Navasota. Now, that was a couple of weeks ago, Coach, so you did have the bye week. One, how nice was it to get a win going into the bye? And two, how needed was that bye?
Well, you know, there's a lot of stuff we need to fix. Mm-hmm. And correct. I kind of like, you know, after a win to have that momentum. I would have enjoyed having a game this week.
Really?
Even though the bye week gives us some time to rest up and heal up, you know, we had a little momentum after the Navasota game, and I don't want to lose that. And so, you know, coming back and getting refocused with 2 weeks, even though it gives you some advantages by working on the upcoming opponent, you know, that momentum would have been nice going into another game with a schedule. Mm-hmm. That the kids were accustomed to. So we're hoping that the bye week did give us a little more time to get ready for Montgomery, but you know, we used that time to rest some of the injuries that we had, and also to correct some of the mistakes that we've been making.
Hopefully the momentum carries over from 2 weeks ago tonight. It's the kickoff of district play, the Rudder Rangers and the Montgomery Bears. Montgomery coming to town tonight, the Bears 0-3 on the season. But I know with Montgomery, it seems like they've always got some pretty good athletes over there.
Yeah, you know, they've played three pretty good opponents, quality opponents. Their record doesn't indicate how good they are. Early preseason, they were picked as one of the four teams that were going to qualify for the playoffs, I think third in our district. So they're quite capable of getting the ship righted during district. We hope it's the week after our game. But, they've got some pretty good kids. They're led by two freshmen, actually, the quarterback, Coach Bolfing's son, and there's a little running back there. That's a freshman. His last name is Washington. And he's averaged over 9 yards a carry. So even though they've got some history there in Montgomery of winning some games at the 6A level, the two freshmen are leading them statistically anyway. And so they're going to be a lot to contend with Friday night.
That was something else I wanted to bring up. You talk about them going from 6A back down to 5A. Obviously, Montgomery Lake Creek, the new high school there, Montgomery ISD had a lot to do with that. But you've been a part of some realignments where you've gone up, you've gone down. So from that perspective, how much does this favor them and maybe even hurt them going from 6A to 5A?
Well, I think typically when you go down a level, it's good.
Yeah.
It's good across the board. Going up is a lot tougher. So them coming down, the issues I think that they're seeing is, they divided their student body in half, and that makes it tough because especially in this transition year when you're not sure who's yours and who's not and who's going where. So that's a tough thing to go through the first year, maybe the first 2 years, when you're dividing your school up into two. So, I think they're going through some growing pains, figuring out who's on their squad, who's not, and which ones could have been there and which ones aren't anymore. So, 3 weeks into the season, going into the fourth game of the year, I think they're probably solid on who they know they have But typically going down, like I said, it helps them. They've been in 6A for years now and played some really good competition. So their upperclassmen that stayed there at Montgomery High, those guys are battle-tested and know what it's all about.
Now, that being said, we talked a little bit about the X's and O's, a couple of really young but really good players that they've got on offense at quarterback and running back. What else do you see from them offensively?
Offensively, they just they try to get you in a bind by with their numerous formations. And as we counted, I think there were 32 different formations. They're spread, then there's a tight end, then there's an overload, then there's an unbalance. So their goal is to get us misaligned. And once we're misaligned, bad things can happen. So the emphasis for our defensive staff this week is just being able to recognize formations and line up correctly to it, because that's half the battle.
Now, defensively, they've given up 42 points in all three games that they played. That includes a 42-14 loss to Magnolia a couple of weeks ago, but they had a bye last week as well, and so they had times to readjust things. And what do you think you'll see from them defensively?
Well, their history's always been a front that stunts, and it seems like they're doing the same thing again this year. They're going to bring pressure from, five or six or seven at times. They're going to bring a lot of pressure on the quarterback and try to get the ball out of his hand quick, and try to confuse our blocking assignments. So a pressure defense with a lot of stunning, a lot of blitzing. And we've tried to, pay particular attention to that this week, because we're going to see a stun or a blitz almost every snap.
One thing that I meant to ask you earlier, Jay Rivera was kind of your call-on guy, was thrown into the fire as your kicker a couple of weeks ago. Is he still going to be kicking for you this week? And what did you feel about his performance against Navasota?
Well, Jay was a guy that had played in junior high. He's only a freshman, but he's decided to go soccer, and so we had a chat with him, and he decided to come out and kick for us. We had two kickers with injuries early on, and so we haven't settled on a kicker, and Jay came out and helped us out quite a bit the other night, and then you know, we're hoping that we'll get one of our kickers back this week, so hopefully we'll have a little kicking competition when we line up for Montgomery. So, you know, we've never had a situation where we didn't have any kickers, and then we've also never had a situation where we have two competing for the same job. So it's a new territory for us. So we're hoping that you know, Jay continues to do well, and when Quentin Walker comes back, you know, that we have some a competition there.
Competition makes the guys better. Hopefully that is evident tonight. Again, it's the District 10 5A kickoff. Things open up with Rutter hosting Montgomery here at Merrill Green Stadium. Coach, thank you so very much for your time. Good luck this evening, and good luck through this season.
Appreciate that. Thanks.
All right, guys, that'll wrap up our pregame interview, our visit with head man Greg Morgan. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, Jason and I will get you set with the starting lineups. Again, you're listening to Rutter Ranger Football.